All right. So live. Let me turn it up a little bit. I want everyone to get the full feel of it. It's local after dark. Oh, the Diamond Boys special where the Diamond Boy is down. We're missing somebody. I got Rob with me. What's up, Rob?
What's going on?
So what happened, dude? What happened to Jimmy?
I don't know. He was up in Vermont taking care of his new tenant, or trying to get a lease signed, and then
nude tenant.
He said he'd be back last night, but he might be a little behind.
Dude, you can't fuck around during QT. You can't, like, I mean, is he up there partying? You can't do that, dude. Who's he?
What are you talking about? He's probably up there in the woods. Pretty secluded up there, man. And he's been literally in his house alone, I don't think.
I guess, but if he was up in Burlington, then he was out of his house. Do you think he just went hog wild? He, like, got out of the house and he was just like, fuck it.
I don't think so, but you never know, really.
You never know, man. So, dude, all I come here for is the hot stock tips, man.
Dude, I don't want to. You know what? There's ups and downs in trading. I'm still very new to it.
You learned a lot of lessons?
You could learn a lot, but it doesn't really matter until you're in it. Because so everyone kept saying that to me, like, Jimmy, I was reading about it online, you know, other people, like, you fully are aware of what's going on after it passes. Like, you're in, like, fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
And, like, remember I referred to it last time as a blackout.
Yes.
I came to afterwards, like, well, where am I? No, dude. So, like, I did the classic, the opposite of what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to buy low and sell high.
Yeah. Buy high, sell low.
There's a thing called FOMO. You're like, fear of missing out. It's, you're just like, oh, I'm going to miss. I'm going to make all this money. And I was like, yeah, dude. I don't know. I wasn't thinking clearly. And then afterwards, I'm like, dude, like, what am I doing?
That's not good.
Yeah, I had a rough day Friday. I was on a roll for a minute, and then
it's not supposed to be like gambling though. You're supposed to do like charts and like math and shit.
I know, dude.
You're supposed to have like an abacus out and one of those big like compass sticks, you know?
That's what I'm saying, dude. We were really doing good there. We were like breaking shit down. Look at this chart. We buy here, we sell here. But like, I got in and I was like, oil, it's so low. It's so low.
It went lower than you thought it could possibly go?
Well, no. So what happened was this stock, it had like a surge. I forget exactly what it was. I've been trying not to think about numbers. But it like shot up and then everyone took profits and it went down and it kind of came up again. And I bought it like here thinking like, oh, it'll, that was just like consolidation.
Yeah.
And it, now it's just been like here.
So basically it's all, unless you know somebody, it's all random and you should just buy at random times because it doesn't matter.
It is, but well, no, not at all. Absolutely not.
Oh, again, this is totally local after dark. It's a fun podcast. This is not financial advice.
Oh, dude, it's not. It's the
this parts. Is the op. This is the what not to do. If I were to give you any financial advice, it would be save money and don't do this.
Yeah. See, like, and it's crazy because I knew all that. I was like, oh yeah, don't FOMO in, bro. But then when I was in the moment, I was like, I'm gonna miss it. I started this book. It's called Trading in the Zone. It's all about psychology and how you just have to be zenned out. And Jimmy kept telling me, like, nah, man, it's about this book. You should really listen to it. You should read it, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'm totally zenned out, dude. But then you're in the moment and you're just.
So you just think you're gonna totally miss out, and you just did the grand slam breakfast and just fucking.
Yeah. Well, luckily, since I have really good luck, but it might come back, and I'm not just saying that like it's.
It might. It could.
Maybe. No, it might, because we were looking at the chart after the fact, and we were like, oh, it's possible this could happen, and.
Man. Did you guys look in at Zoom at all?
Dude, I don't know enough about Zoom. I'm kind of stuck right now because a lot of people use these things called screeners.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like set because there's so many stocks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, how do you know what to look at?
You got to just pick. I think Jimmy's told me that. You just got to like pick some companies and just follow them and follow them and follow them and then like just become an expert on them, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely a way, but like, I don't know.
That's great. That's no, that's no, the no. way to do it.
No, but there's screeners you could set what you're looking for, mm-hmm. and it combs through everything and it narrows it down. Like, what's good to trade for today? Like,
I think it's so. I used to be so hype on the crypto that like I'd follow these people on Twitter, and now I look at them. I'm still following them for some stupid reason, and just look at what they say, and I'm just like, you guys are fucking clowns, man. Like nobody really knows what they're talking. If anybody knew what they were talking about, you think they're gonna just like announce it on a social media platform and be like, hey, this is the time to do it?
You know? This is what's crazy about the market, and I'm really learning this firsthand. Is like, when you start to see a pattern, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy because other people see it, mm-hmm. and then they play into it. You can kind of trade off of what other people are going to do.
Can't you just like, yeah, can't you just do like just the tip where you just kind of see it moving around and then like you trade based on that, and then you don't wait until like the point where everybody else is waiting to, you do it before. So you make a little less money, or you make a lot less money, but at least you're making money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you're never going to catch it at the absolute bottom or the absolute top. There's no way. It's not possible.
Man, I used to like wake up in the morning and like see the crypto, see Litecoin, and be like, yeah, it feels good. I'd like buy it, you know? So I'm pretty much probably, man, I'd like to say I'm even at this point, but God only knows.
Dude, don't act like you don't still do that.
I do it, but like, say like Litecoin's at 40,
it's gonna be hot.
Like say Litecoin's at 40 bucks. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care if it goes down to 20. If I buy it at 40, I don't give a shit because I think it's going to go up. But you know, or like when Bitcoin was at its lowest recently, I didn't buy like a whole, you know, whatever, but I did buy some cause I'm like, this is really low, you know, but I've bought at like the worst possible times. But the way I look at it is like, I'm just like, it's like in a save, it's sort of, you know, in a quasi savings account. As long as it doesn't go to zero, the money's just sitting there, you know. So that's the way
I have half a one, but if I bought it like now, I'd have at least a whole one.
I look at that too. I look at Bitcoin where it was, it shot up to, before the like the whole, you know, all this shit went down, it shot up to like 10 grand and I'm like, wow, if you would have sold it then and then bought back in when it like petered out, you know, you'd have more. But whatever, dude, I can't keep up with that shit.
Dude, that's when I really didn't know anything. So like, it started going up, I bought, and then I was up like $1,000 in like a day or two or more. And I was like, it's going to go up forever. And like classic. And then I just held on to it. And then, but it is what it is. You know, now I'm looking at it as a long-term investment. Like there's only a finite amount. It makes sense. People are into it.
I like convinced like Lauren, I'm like, oh, we got to buy blah, blah, blah. And like I bought and it went up and it was amazing. And then it like shot way down. I was like,
yeah, that's everyone taking profits.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I lost. I didn't do good. But as long as you don't touch it, you don't technically lose until you take it out.
It's not a loss unless you sell, baby.
Yeah. So I'm good with that. Dude, have you ever gone on, you're hip. Have you ever gone on TikTok? Have you gotten into that shit?
Like signed in or seen a TikTok?
Signed in.
Absolutely not.
Man, I signed up and I signed in, and I got to tell you, I really want Jimmy to like sign up for, I think it's the perfect like kind of app for his attention span. Like it's intricate, complicated, yet it's only like 15 seconds long, you know?
Yeah, it's like Vine. It's like a little longer, right?
Yeah, I never got into Vine, and I signed up for Snapchat and I just didn't get it. But TikTok, I started watching them and I'm like, okay, all right, okay. And then I signed up for an account. And then I made a couple, but they're like, you know, they're stupid. I wanted to test it out because the Nude Curtis songs are like, they got distributed digitally. So they're at iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. And I was like, oh, TikTok. So I wanted to sign up to see how it fucking worked. And, you know, it's pretty interesting, but it's this whole, you know, weird culture. There's like all kinds of different people on there just doing
this. 15-year-olds. And then there's like just hot chicks who just make money off it for being hot.
And then there's like They do like dance videos where it's like, we're going to show you how to dance. And I'm like, I'm like, okay. Yeah, no, I'm not, and then there's like a vampire werewolf culture where people put on makeup as like vampires and werewolves and stuff. Anyway.
How long were you on this?
Oh, man. Well, since the videos are 15 seconds, you just like flip, 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 flip. You're just going through them, and then like an hour goes by and you're like, holy shit. I mean, some of them are funny, but I wanted to be hip, so like I signed up for it just to see how, you know, how I was. The other thing I was trying to explain this to Lauren, the funny thing is that there's like people make these jokes about like millennials versus Gen Z and like how like Gen Z is using it and the millennials got to get off because they're too old. And I'm like, wow, like the millennials are too old now. So it's not even like they don't talk about anybody older than that. It's you know, so I felt pretty.
Dude, that's what I was going to say. It's like all like high school kids.
It's high school kids. And then it's like these like older, like, I don't know, stay at home. I guess everyone's staying at home, but like these older like soccer moms that are kind of hot that are like, I don't know, doing this. And then Jessica Alba pops on and A-Rod and shit. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? But
I don't know, man.
I don't know either. All I know is that I think Jimmy's got to get on there. Wigman's got to get on there. And I think it would really like, because you could edit the videos and stuff. I don't know. I wanted to talk to him about that, but you know, I don't know if he would listen. People are scared though because they say it's like owned by China, and like my sister-in-law was like, "Oh, well, they'll take your information." I'm like, "Dude, everyone takes your information. You think they're any different?"
Yeah, I was actually researching the company that owns them. I forget what it's called to see how they're doing.
It's like it's Chinese, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like one blanket company that owns a bunch of stuff.
The Chinese military that's pretending to be a separate company. Anyway, I was telling you guys about those. I was kind of faded last time, I think, but I was telling you about how I want to invest in those companies that do like thermal read, like temperature reads when you walk into a building. And it's going to become a thing where people are going to go into buildings and you're going to have like a scanner gun where you like scan somebody's forehead, or you have these scanner like things put in the doors. I have some inside information that a company, a kind of a bigger company, sort of a chain, is actually installing certain things in their buildings to like filter the air and to monitor stuff like that. So I think it's going to become something popular, and you should really, really research it beyond what I'm saying. Get on that, man. This is me.
Yeah, I mean. Dude, I read this one article. A lot of companies are hyping up, like they'll hint something like, "Oh, coronavirus cure. We have the most masks." And the FEC did a huge investigation into them and like halted the trading on a bunch of companies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's all it is, man. It's kind of like why I don't watch sports, is because trading, it's all inside information, and it's all bullshit. Much like sports is all kind of rigged, basically, so people make money.
It is. So here's the thing. If the people are trading and they call them whales, a shitload of money, you know, they can manipulate the market for sure, and then the insider trading stuff. But really, you can play it off mass psychology, because now more people than ever are doing it from home.
So then you're like playing the meta market. You're not even playing what the actual market is. You're just kind of anticipating how other people are going to react to what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you see some news come out.
Yeah, then what are you even, you're just getting, like, what are you even doing? It's like so weird.
Well, you look into it further, but like, so like there's people that'll be like,
it's just gambling.
No way, bro.
I mean, more power to you, but come on.
It is, but it isn't.
I guess if you think about it, like what isn't gambling? You know, you wake up every day, you take your life into your hands when you leave your
house. I'm rolling the dice every day out here. You see the chair? It's the most uncomfortable chair ever. It's constantly reclined. And guess what?
What?
I have back problems, bro.
Why don't you fix it, man? Why don't you get out the hammer and chisel and fix it?
No, this is how it is.
Oh.
It's a $150 chair. I got it for $50, and now I see why, dude.
It's just permanent lean back. Is it an office chair? What kind of chair is it? Is it a lounge chair?
I have to put a pillow so my back
Sometimes when you buy shit, you just gotta set it on fire, man. What the fuck? Why does it lean so much? Is it broken?
No,
oh,
dude.
Oh, it's fancy. Does it fold?
No.
It doesn't do anything. It's just completely inconvenient.
It doesn't, dude. It doesn't do a thing. And, like, I was like, yeah, cool. Like, he's like, yeah, 100. This dude I know, he worked at a furniture store. He's like, he bought it.
He's like, look, we need to unload these. Anything you guys can get for him.
No, he got it super cheap. And, like, he was like, yeah, it's a $150 chair. I got it for this, but I'll give it to you for this. I don't want it. And now I see why, man.
No, you got to do it. You got to pass on the friggin' curse of the chair to somebody else.
No, dude, I like it, but it's cool to, like, have in your living room and never use.
What the fuck's the point?
Dude, I mean, it looks...
That's like that wicker chair I had in my house, dude. That thing was a type. I put that in the freaking garage, man.
Dude,
get rid of that. It's the wicker. Come on, bro.
Between this and my limp dick pillows that I have on my bed... Dude, I'm all fucked up, man.
Do you have those pillows where it's just not even like, it's just, those are the ones that Lauren likes. It's just like a bag of air. Like, as soon as you put your head on it, it just goes like to the lowest possible. I'm like, what's the point?
When I was growing up, I had a perfect one that was like the perfect mix, and I lost it somehow. I don't know. And so, like, I'll go to the store and buy one, and then I'm like sleeping like this.
Like, you gotta go. You gotta do research.
So then I get like the comfy ones, and then I wake up and I'm like, oh, like in pain, dude. Like,
I don't know what happened to me, but I could sleep any, like, I sleep on the couch sometimes. I like, I'll sleep with like Nugget will be on the end of the couch. It'll be like I won't have it all pulled out, so it'll just be an L-shaped couch, and I'll just be in some kind of weird position. But so far, so good. I haven't hurt myself, so
I'm gonna. Oh yeah, I could sleep for it, dude. One time when I was going to school, I was at some party, I don't really remember, but literally, like, I looked at the couch, like, all my friends were in their rooms, I was at their house, I looked at the couch, and like, someone's passed out on the couch, and I just looked at the floor, and I slept on a hardwood floor, no pillow, no blanket, nothing, dude. Jesus. And then I woke up with a blanket, because I guess they saw me.
They just felt bad for you. They're like, oh, look at the homeless boy.
Yeah, I made the choice, though. But no, I could really sleep anywhere, but now it's like, I don't know, man. I'm getting old.
The next why would you want to?
The next step is like...
Sometimes, I mean, the baby's been really cool lately, but sometimes the baby will just be like crying and crying, and I'm just like, look, I got to bounce, you know? Lauren's got to stay in there with the baby, but I'm like, look, I can't do this.
Listen, you know, equal rights? I gotta go.
But he's way more chill with me, so... I have to go in. I'm like the cooler. Like this. Like tonight, he wouldn't like. He got all grumpy. Like, it's so funny. Like, I don't know. I guess people get like this, but like babies definitely get like this, where they get so tired that they're like wired. Like he's just freaking out and crying, just because he's tired, and we just want to be like, yo, man, just go to sleep. Just go to sleep, man. So I gotta like hold him and like pick him up and be chill and dance around with him and stuff, and he like falls asleep. But like. You know, I don't, you know, it's quite a responsibility, but he's cool with me now. It's kind of nice. You know, everything going on sucks for the economy and other people. And, you know, it's not exactly fun for me, but it is nice to be able to spend a lot of time, you know, with Gus, you know, just chilling out. So we've gotten really close. He thinks I'm cool. He laughs at my jokes. And, if he needs to go to sleep, I put him to sleep.
Oh God,
dude! I love how the only message we got from Jimbo was, I texted this afternoon, didn't hear from him. Then 9:05, we hear not going to be home by 10.
Yeah, I called him, he didn't answer. Like
9. I think that's so. I mean, it's kind of what we've come to expect, but it's so funny to think about, like, when you get into that mindset of just like. You know, I can't talk too much shit because I got my own problems to deal with. But it's just so funny to be like, you know, it takes 2 hours to get home. Like, so I have to leave by 8 p.m. to get home, you know, even if I'm cutting it close. But like somewhere his mind, I don't know if he just kind of just blocks it out or if he just kind of like is just like.
No, dude, I've noticed this. A lot of people have this problem. And I'm not saying he does, but he definitely does. You know what I mean? But where you're doing something and you don't realize how long it's actually going to take.
Uh-huh.
You're like, all right, I'll start this at 7. I'll be done at 8. I'll leave. but you know, maybe you start at 7:15 and it takes 2 hours instead of, I've noticed that a lot. Even growing up, people would be like, yo, I'm on my way or I'm outside. Just no one's there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just,
that's like, I don't know. I understand it, but I'm on the other side of it. Just being like, look, you know, I know how long it's going to, I know if I'm not going to be there, it's because I'm neurotic and I'm anxiety ridden and I got caught up in something, but like, I definitely know when I'm going to be somewhere on time, when I'm going to be very close or when I'm not going to make it at all. And I guess it's just a lot of different people in the world. So people, but it's just funny to, to just totally not even, I guess I do that too, but just to not even hear from them, you know, not to even just be like, look, let's be honest, I'm not going to make it.
I used to be so flaky growing up. My friends would be like, yo, come over. I'd be like, all right, I'm on my way, but I didn't really want to. So like, I'm just bullshitting. And then like 2 hours later, I'm like, yeah, I'm leaving. I'm actually leaving now. And I'd like shower. Now I really try hard not to do that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I know how things take. I give myself extra time.
I definitely am the same way where I'm just like, I just don't want to be a dipshit anymore. Like, I just don't want to be that person that's just like, you know, like, epic shouts to Jimmy. He's not, you know, he doesn't fall into that category of kind of what you're talking about and what I'm talking about, which is just like, you know, saying you're going to be somewhere and then just not. Like, he just doesn't respond at all. So he's never guilty if you don't get caught. So like, he never said he was going to do it technically tonight. I think I mentioned it to him at some point. But as far as today, he never told me, like, oh, yeah, dude, I'll be there. So I don't know where I got the idea. I talked to you about it. I thought I talked to him about it this weekend. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, dude, the first I heard was this morning.
Oh, well, whatever. I was excited. I wanted to do that. Last week to me was so funny. I don't know if anyone else thought it was funny, but to me it was hilarious. So I wanted to get you guys back on. I watched it back, and we were busting his balls so bad.
Dude, how could you not? Dude, did you see him?
He was like splayed out. And then that whole pull-up thing, like, dude, I think I could. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I think I could do a pull. I think I could do at least one pull-up right now. Like, I could.
He told me that he didn't drink in like a really long time, and then he cracked a bottle of wine that night.
Oh, but still, man, I could.
And he killed it.
He drank the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Oh, man. That's what somebody watching it was like. Yeah, he looked blazed, but maybe he was just like faded off that vino. You know how the wine just makes you like just
and
tired.
Then he told me, he was like, no, like part of it I was doing for effect.
When he started eating those potato chips, I was like, we're done, dude. It's like, we're done.
What? No, that was a good one.
So you've been working out, Shreddy Mercury. Like, what? How off? Like, it's, you said 6 days a week you're exercising.
Yeah, so I do. We'll do 3 days. So the way we break it down is, we'll do back and biceps. We don't have it, like, it's not like a gym where we could do everything, but it's mainly just compound exercises. So like, we'll do deadlifts, bent over rows, and then, you know, we'll do pull-ups and chin-ups, one into the other, and then
lupine, supine,
and then we'll superset like reverse curls right into curls, and then do like hammer curls, and maybe we'll throw in some shoulders.
That's
and
all bicep stuff, right? The hammer and then the regular.
Well,
curls.
So when you work out your back, a lot of the exercises, if you notice, like the bent over row, you're pulling.
Mm-hmm.
So your alternating muscle is your bicep. That's why people do back and bis. It's not like they're just making it up. So like a lot of those exercises hit your biceps, so then we actually do bicep exercises after.
If you don't have any, obviously I don't have any leg machines in my house, but like if I just did like those, just the squats where you like do like one like knee down with like the two
lunges?
Yeah, lunges, that's what I mean. Yeah. I mean that's legs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually a really good exercise. So what we'll do is like luckily I have a squat rack in the basement, like
that's
the
crazy.
Bench. Well, the bench, like where you would bench, if you take the little nubs out that hold it and you put them on the back, you could squat off of mm-hmm. it. So we'll do squats, and then in between, like, so it'll be me and my friend Liam, like, I'll squat, and then he goes to squat. I'll do lunges back and forth with like 20 pound weights, and then we just go back and forth on that, And then luckily we have leg extensions where you can like sit down and like, and like, and then we have the reverse leg extensions where you get the back.
See, I don't have any of that shit. That's why I could only think of like lunges, you know?
No, you can do body squats. Just do like five sets of 60. Oh
my God. All right. No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, all right. Don't do five. You probably can't do five. Do at least two or three sets of 60.
Man, there is this
you can do it. I swear.
There's this woman I know, her and her husband owned a gym or own a gym. And like, she took a picture yesterday. I haven't seen her in a while, but she took a picture. She's like, you should be doing this during quarantine. And she had like six pack. Like she was just friggin' like shreddy. And I was like, damn, yeah. Like a lot of people are probably getting into that right now. I'm going to come, like people are going to be coming out of this thing, going to the beach, like chisel.
And no, dude, a lot of people aren't doing shit though.
Well, put me in that cat. I mean, I'm doing shit, but I should start working out. I think I might just start doing like just bicep stuff. So when I come out, I'll just have like nothing but just like,
just do one arm.
Yeah. Like that M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, dude.
Dude. So I did, I got a Nude Curtis interview coming out pretty soon on this website, online magazine, whatever, Pop Break. And they were asking me questions. And like at the end of it, they're like top five rappers, whatever. And I picked mine. And then I was like, I don't know. People are probably going to think I'm like a dork, but at the same time, I'm like, anyway, I picked Jay-Z, Nas, Lil Wayne, Gucci Mane, and Young Thug as my top five. And I think a lot of people are going to have a lot of problems with that. I had to explain it to Lauren because she didn't understand, you know, whatever, but she didn't, you know, my methodology and my mindset behind it is like, to me, those are great. They're great rappers. I like them for, you know, various reasons, but mostly because of their staying power and shit. And I think people are going to be like, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, like they're going to say like B.I.G., Tupac and shit. But like, you know, I not to shit on any of that stuff, but it's just like, I don't know. I had to be true to myself, you know? I can't just be putting up what people think you should put up, you know?
Dude, I think what you're thinking of is people, you know, that whole mentality, old school versus new school.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man, Nas the best lyricist ever. Yeah. Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then other people like Young Thug can get on a track and you don't even understand him.
But yeah, dude. Fun. But I feel like, him.
Like those people might be upset, but dude, who cares?
I don't know.
It's a good combination.
I thought it was a good, and it's, you know what the difference is? Like, and there's, it's kind of a concept I've been thinking of or trying to figure out how to explain, but like B.I.G., he made a great album, but like dude only made an out, like he made like one album and then he made the post, like the album after he died, or the Diddy album, whatever the fuck. But like,
he had two or three.
He had Ready to Die. And then Life After Death was the one with... Did he have another one?
No, I think Life After Death came out... I don't know, dude. You should have like an assistant Googling.
Yeah, I mean, I could look it up. But anyway, I think he only made...
I think it came out when he was still alive. Wait, I have a phone. What are we doing? Yeah. Now we're both...
There's, I mean, it's, yeah, this complete silence. All this shit came out kind of after. He had Ready to Die, Life After Death, and then Born Again in 99. So he was definitely dead by then. And then Notorious came out in 2009. So his only album is Ready to Die. And that's kind of my point, is like, that album is awesome. But he died so young that he doesn't have, like, Gucci Mane has like over 100 albums. Whether you think they're good or not, and I don't, you know, I listen to his newer shit. You know, some of his older shit, but like I've not listened to 100 of his albums, so I don't know. I think his, that's more impressive, really, huh?
His old stuff is really good.
Well, I think it's more impressive to have that big of a catalog than it is to just say, oh, he's the best, and you only had one album, and you had only certain however many years of you know, it just doesn't seem, you know. But whatever, I guess I gotta stay true to what I believe. You know?
No, that's like, you know who else is like that? Currency.
Yeah.
There was that, what year was it? I want to say it's 2016. He put out one mixtape, a full mixtape every month.
That's crazy.
12 months.
That's what I want to get to, man. That's my goal.
And he's like really good at rapping, but someone like that, like he can just,
and he's, you can put on a beat.
he's made like EPs or LPs in like a night, but they're only like five songs, but still.
Yeah, but I'd rather have that and go by that. Like, what am I going to listen to? Would I rather, if I'm trapped on a deserted island, the five people I picked are the people I'd want to listen to. Whereas if you pick B.I.G., you got like one album that he really actually made. And like, that's fucking it. That's what you'd have to listen to. Like, for
your life. Well, Life After Death he actually made, but it just, I think it came out right after he died, right?
Yeah, but that was the one where it was like he was the producer.
No, that was a different one in 05.
No, it wasn't 05, dude. Life After Death.
What was the one that, no, Life After Death was either right before he died, right after he died, and then they came out with that remix album.
Oh, yeah, this is, yeah, it was the second and final studio album by him.
Yeah.
2.5 years before the album's release, who had married, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter, whatever. But anyway, I fucking, all right, so he had two albums. That's still, I don't know, that's just not enough. That's just not enough to go by. And like, no disrespect to Eminem, but I don't listen to, like, I listened to his last album once just to listen to it because it's new. I like hearing new music, but I listened to the whole thing and then I was like, all right, I listened to that. Great. Like, I don't want to go back to it. But like, you know, what's it called? Young Thug's So Much Fun. That album is so much fun that I've listened to it like a lot because I can go back to it and it has fucking fun songs on it. So
yeah, dude. Eminem's more about saying something. And you see the Chris D'Elia doing the impression. Yeah. That's all he's doing.
Did you see the Logic? Did you hear that Logic song? That Logic did a song with Eminem. And then they had Chris D'Elia's sample of him making fun of Eminem on the song. And then they made the video and they had Chris D'Elia playing Eminem and Eminem playing Chris D'Elia like in the video.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, it's like fun. And he's always making fun of mumble rappers. But to me, like I was ranting in the car the other day because I was listening to Sirius XM and one of his songs came on. And I'm like, he's fucking, like he's mumbling. Like he's saying stuff so fast. Is it supposed to be clever? Like, I don't know. Whatever, dude. No shade.
Sweet, dude, you can rhyme 3,000 words, but can you make it sound cool?
Yeah, so, I don't know. So I didn't even, like, I was gonna, like, I was gonna write back to the guy and be like, I'm changing it, but I was like, you know what, fuck it,
dude.
Yeah,
like, do another interview and
change just, it up again.
Just do complete different set. Say Aerosmith. And,
yeah, I was gonna be like, Neil Young and Bob Dylan are my biggest influences. But I don't know. That's cool. I don't know when that's going to come out. Maybe in a week or two.
That'd be cool, dude. You know what that means, right?
What?
You got to get in the studio.
I know. I got to get more. I got to get more. I got to get more. Well, I'm working on more stuff now. I want to get to the point where, like, maybe not currency, but like, I want to do at least one album like a year. I'd like to do more than that.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean,
well, good. That's what like. When Gucci Mane did his last, like, when he did his last round of, like, PR or whatever, when he was going to the radio stations and shit, I listened to all these interviews he did, and he was just like, he's like, I got it down to where I have a system, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, what's the system? And he's like, I'm not telling you, you asshole. But that's what I have all these pieces of it in place that I know how to do. So if I could just kind of speed up the process, I would do that in a heartbeat, you know? So.
Or just write, like,
yeah, you just gotta do it. But then if you don't, like, I don't know, it's just sometimes it's like that book. Do you ever read the book called The War of Art? The guy that wrote this book, The Legend of Bagger Vance. But anyway, he wrote this book about creativity and art, and he's just like, you don't know when it's gonna strike, so you just gotta be working on it all the time, even if it sucks. So you just gotta keep working on it, you know.
Oh, I'm reclining. Back's hurting. I feel really far away now.
Yeah, it's tough, dude. I can barely see you.
You see my haircut, though? I look like a troubled youth.
Yeah, what happened here, dude? You just kind of went for it?
Oh, I do that. Yeah, I just gave myself a shitty buzz cut.
What about the back? How's the neckline?
It's not good.
Can't, Oh man, that's you look like a fucking, you look like a 12-year-old, like from my
no, a troubled youth, dude.
Dude, you got to get somebody to straighten that out. Don't you have like the clippers?
An at-risk teenager.
First of all, step one.
I just don't care.
Well, it shows because not looking good.
Dude, I don't have to look at the back of my head.
True.
You do.
I do, and I'll be like, excuse me, child, are you lost? I'll be like, what? Ah. Oh, man, I'm doing a game show.
On the lake. We're cutting glass.
On Friday, I'm doing a totally local All-Stars. I got the contestants lined up. I got a game show host. We're doing it like a Hollywood Square style, where it's going to be like 9 people. It's going to be like Zoom with a bunch of people. So I got that lined up for Friday night. Very excited about that. Tune in.
What kind of game shows? Like,
it's going to be like a trivia show. I'm not really sure, but it's going to be about like local stuff. So
it's Friday night. It's in 4 days. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Well, I don't have to do any. I'm not hosting it. I hired this dude Jim Norton to not the Jim Norton, but Jim Norton.
I was gonna say, Jesus, how much did that cost?
He's this local guy. He's like he's a sound guy at House of Independence. He does like pub trivia, and he started doing this online thing. So he said he was doing it, so like I was like, all right, let's do this. But I don't know, we'll see how it goes. I don't have to do anything. That's the best part. That's my favorite part.
So you're just going to be in it. You're going to be like, it's my show. Now here's Jim Norton.
It's going to be like, since I think he's going to host it through his Zoom, whatever, and invite me. And then I'm just going to jack his feed and throw it onto mine so he could have it on and I could have it on. But whatever, dude, it all works. Did you?
He's designing the whole.
Yeah, he said, like, what do you want it to be? And I was just like, well, I'd like it to be about, like, Monmouth and Ocean County and then pop culture. So yeah. Just mix that together.
How hard must that be?
I just thought,
I want it to be, like, about, you know, this Jersey and, you know, some pop culture thrown in, whatever.
He's got to have some kind of database, or he's got to be bored out of his skull, so he'll figure it out. I have faith in him. And, you know. I'm trying to think of prizes, you know, because we can't have the show and then not have a prize at the end, you know. So I'll have to get back to you on what the hell that's going to be. But and then Thursday, I think we're talking cybersecurity during the day on Totally Local, which will be very exciting stuff. Those are the businessy ones, man.
I gotta listen to that one, dude. My email almost got hacked, dude.
Oh man.
So I was on my phone on the trading platform, and like, now I don't know if I did this because I was like kind of sleeping, but I closed out a trade like prematurely, and then ended up saving us money too, which is crazy.
Nice.
But I closed out this trade, and I'm like, and Jimmy looks at my account, so he's like, did you do that? And I was like, no, did you do that? And so like, we're like, it's compromised, dude. That was the tester. And so like, I'm like just looking through all my stuff, my email, I start changing passwords, and then I go on my Capital One, it has a credit report. And back in November, December, I didn't see, but it's like this email address is compromised on the dark web.
Oh my God.
So like, I had to change all my passwords and usernames, and I made a new email, and all my passwords are like 20 characters long.
Oh man. So
super paranoid.
So it was, but you did the trade. It's not like somebody else did it.
See,
why would somebody do that? Just to fuck with you?
Well, I don't know, dude, because me and Jimmy, we just got super paranoid together. We were just like, man, they're in, dude. It's the tester, dude. Next, they're going to drain the account. They're going to make a huge play.
It was just you, like, half asleep hitting a button. And, like, you guys.
So then I was like, yeah, dude, there's no way I could have done it because, you know, it's like a drop down menu. You have to set the order. And then I was on there looking and I accidentally clicked on it and selected it. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, it really is that easy to do.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm secure, dude. But I really want to listen to that podcast because.
Well, it's coming up, and it's gonna be Aaron from LG Insurance talking about like you get cybersecurity insurance for your business, and then there's gonna be an IT company on there like talking about, you know, what people got to do. So, 5 weeks, man, 5 week rumor that Governor Phil is going to be like, all right, 5 weeks, we're opening it up. I don't think that's true, though.
No, I thought, but I don't know anything. I guess no one does. But I just thought they were going to keep extending it slowly instead of being like 6 months, it's closed.
Yeah, people yeah.
Out. They'll be like, no, another month. It's not quite clear yet.
Man, it's crazy. I don't even know like how much I get. Like, I don't want anyone to get sick, obviously, but I think people are getting a little stir crazy now.
Yeah, I'm one of them, dude. I'm making crazy trades. I started playing video games again, like way too much.
Oh,
my
man.
Job sucks.
I know. You know what you're. It's what you're doing now isn't as thrilling as what it was before.
No, absolutely not, dude. I do maybe an hour of work throughout the whole day, and it's like a couple factors. So yeah, it is slow. I'm doing now. I'm my title is logistics coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Basically, I'm like a glorified secretary.
Nice.
So like people email and be like, hey, we need this load, which is going here. And I'm like, no problem. Confirmed for 1300 tomorrow. And then I put it on the schedule. And then like I do some data entry so the nerds over there can like put it into our system.
Perf.
That's it, dude. And then I read and I play video games and I try to make trades.
I see my friends like playing video games and I'm like, shit, man, I don't get it. I guess I don't have any time, but like,
oh, dude, it's a real time.
It's like, you know, granted, I have time to go on TikTok for an hour, but you know, I can't like I see people playing video games, like doing whatever Twitch streams and just showing screen grabs of what the fuck they're doing. I'm like, man, that seems
I'm
crazy
a lot. To I'm
me.
A lot more like disciplined now. Like when I was younger, I could play for, you know, smoke weed and play for 15 hours, but. Now I'm kind of like, all right, I got it. Or I'll have to like hide in the game because it's online and like you can't pause it. And I'll have to like answer emails. But like,
so, like hide but like behind a rock and like.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty, but it's crazy though because like now like I got my cousin Billy on there, and then he plays with people we went to high school with, and I'm like, we're talking about one of my friends, and he's literally doing the same thing that he did almost 10 years ago in high school.
Oh yeah, baby!
Just obliterated.
Ooh.
Just ripping bongs, whatever he's doing. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while, and just sits in his house and has like this whole setup, like a huge TV in front of him, like a mini fridge next to him, and like I think he's like a bartender or something. But
I can't like if I was gonna play anything, it'd be Magic the Gathering, obviously online. But like I can't even. I get frustrated. I can't do that, man. I'd never get anything done.
You know? You just have to work it into your day, man.
Yeah.
Just an hour.
I'd have to cut out the podcast, like, because that's the only time, like, 10 o'clock when the kid's asleep. That's the only time I could, like, you know, just have any freedom to, you know, I'm not working. I'm not, you know, whatever. But.
Have you been doing more podcasts? I've been seeing them, but I don't have Facebook, so.
Oh, it's all on YouTube.
Yeah, well, you got to start putting it on the podcast app on Apple.
Oh yeah, what on the yeah? I got to do what because you do more of the audio stuff.
I mean, I have Spotify, but when I'm listening to podcasts, I just do it. I just go right to the app.
Yeah, I mean, I got to upload them. It's on it's on my list to do. It's all on YouTube right now. I have 65. There's over. It's so funny. We did our 50th episode was the last like in studio one. And then 51 was the first quarantine edition, and now we're on 65.
So yeah, that's awesome. But YouTube's a pain in the balls to have.
What do you mean it's a pain in the balls? Just go to the videos.
Yeah, but playing it on your phone, you can't like at least.
Yeah, you can't that. Like. Yeah, you can't like. Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm gonna put
on
there.
February 28th, bro.
Whoops.
It's
gonna be one day you're gonna open it. It's gonna be like zing ding 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 ding. They're gonna be all up on there.
Dude, hire me as your life coach, bro. We'll work out 6 days a week, compound exercises, and
I gotta hire you as my garage coach so you can like help me lift things and clean it out, and then I could just work out in there like a fucking like an inmate. I'll just have it like all like sparse and shit in there and be like lifting buckets and stuff.
Yeah, and you just have to eat a shitload of food.
Yeah, what's that about? Like, I don't really think it matters. Like, obviously, if I eat a bunch of sugar and cupcakes, that wouldn't help. But if I was eating relatively, like, quote-unquote normal, like, sandwiches, not really worrying about, like, gluten so much or like all the little minutiae of bullshit. I think that if I was working out regularly and eating fairly okay, you don't, I mean, you're young, so you don't have to, but you don't track your fucking, you don't track your caloric intake or any of that bullshit, right?
It's definitely harder to lose weight. Luckily, I try to put on weight, but also at the same time, like if I'm just eating normally, like not really thinking about it, like probably from February, I lost 10 pounds, not like by accident.
Wow. Yeah, man. Yeah. My whole problem is like I get up in the morning and it's just like now it's like I get up in the morning and I'm here, but like before it was like I got to get up and then I got to go. I'm just not a morning person, you know? And you kind of have to have that time in the morning to get up and like pump iron.
Dude, I'm not a morning, especially now, cuz like
when do you work out then?
5 p.m.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Liam's an iron worker, so he gets off at like 3, and then I have to send out like my daily reports at like 4:35.
Is he an essential worker? Does he have to be out there iron
absolutely,
working?
Absolutely, baby. He's building America.
Oh, nice. Well, props, dude.
He grew up in Monmouth County. He's not local anymore. Yeah. But I don't know if you'd want him on the show. He's a little wild.
I mean, I don't know what we'd talk, like iron working.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about flash dance.
And I had these sick welds, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
People always do that. 495.
What's it called? Have you heard of, you know who Duncan Trussell is, right?
Yeah, I don't like his voice.
Well, then you won't like the cartoon, but he has this new cartoon on Netflix, Midnight Gospel. It's pretty fucking cool. You should check it out.
It sounds like he's like whispering, but like struggling and like. Like, he's like a low-T soy boy. That's what he sounds like. he just sounds like he has low-T.
Nice. Some people just have a high voice, man.
Yeah. Some this is like just... a soft, feminine whisper.
Oh, man. I wanted to put Jim to the pull-up challenge. The fact that he has it hanging there every day, he would just have to do, like, every morning, just try to do 5. And once you hit 5, then try to do 10, you know?
Dude, when I started working out, like, 3 years ago, like, seriously, I can only do 3. So what I would do is just 10 sets of 3.
Yeah. But...
that's it. Now I can probably do, right now, I can probably do 12. Wide grip.
I got up to like when I was at my like ultimate man, you know, for me area, I was doing, what was I doing? I don't want to like say the wrong number, but I was doing a healthy 100. Amount. I think I was doing like, I don't want to say it. I was at least doing 3 sets of 5, but I think I was doing more than that. But
probably. It's not hard as long as you can lift your body weight.
Yeah, I want to say I was doing 3 sets of 12 at some point, but I don't know if I was doing that. I don't even know. I'd have to get on the thing and then I'd be able to like muscle memory.
You were in shape, dude. What happened?
I mean, I was focused. You know what happened? I was focused on the wrong part of it. I was focused on like I thought it was going to solve all my problems. I thought I would like. Be in shape and then I'd have more energy and I'd be like meeting chicks and like, you know, everything would be falling into place. And like then I got hard on myself, like if I missed or if I didn't eat the right thing, then I'd be hard on myself, you know. Or if I missed a day, then I would be like, it'd be the end of the world. And it got so, and then I got in this mentality where I didn't think I was actually gain, like no gains, bro. But like the funny thing is,
I have that too.
I really should have been taking pictures and just had a different attitude about it, because it's really about how you feel. It's not about how you look. Although I looked fucking, you know, I didn't look bad. I looked pretty good.
Well, that's the thing, dude. It's like even if you set goals and you get to it, you're not going to be happy.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, well, I could work on this. I could get my shoulders. Like, so it's more of a lifestyle.
Yeah. It's just, you know what I mean? it's just a tough lifestyle, no, man.
Not, dude, an hour. We worked out for, we did chest and triceps. So what we did is we started at, I don't know how much weight it is, but we had 25s on.
Mm-hmm.
We started out 30 reps. Then we went to 35s on each side. We did like 20, 25 reps. Then we did 45s. We did like 15 reps. And then we did 155. And then we went up to 185. We couldn't go higher than that. And then we went back down.
I think I could commit to 30 minutes a day. I can't do it. I don't have an hour. I don't have an hour, especially when I'm home now. The kid's sleeping. Kid wakes up. Kid needs to be changed, like all this stuff. So I could probably commit to like 30 minute
sesh. That is, but the thing is, you have to be motivated to do that.
30 minute sesh. I could do that. I don't know what I would. I'd have to think of a routine. It couldn't be some crazy whatever you're talking about, but it would.
I'm gonna do a routine. Like, I'm not like a. Like
all I have, this is what you got to keep in mind, though. I don't have like a barbell. All I have is like the
dumbbells.
The dumbbells. I have the dumbbells, and I would do push-ups and the dumbbells. I wish I could do pull-ups, but I have nowhere to do them.
Dude, all you really need is like.
That's all I have. I wish I had a bench too, but I don't.
Dude, what do people in prison have, and they're yoked up?
I mean, that's all they have, though, man. I got all this shit I could be doing and shit I want to be doing. That's all they could be doing.
I'm not a bodybuilder or like, you know, an expert or any. I just know bro shit like that. I just learn along the way, and I just do it every day. That's it.
Nice. Well, I gotta do that.
Stuff to do.
I want to do yoga. I want to do weights, but. All I got is excuses, man. That's all I got.
Dude, all you need is core exercises and you need some cardio in your life.
What kind of core exercises?
You do leg raises.
Was that where you lift your knee up?
No, so you'll like lay on your back on the floor.
Oh, dude, those are tough.
You keep your feet 6 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
And then you like bring it together.
Man, I used to do. Do you know where I was like at my best? Like I was going to the gym, and that was great. I was like lifting, whatever. I had this great trainer I was working with, and then we became friends. And like then it was like he got super flaky, and it kind of sucked. It was better when it was professional, and like you know, I was paying him, and he showed up. Once we were all buddy buddy, then he'd like show up late, and I'd be like, "What the fuck, man." But after doing that, I was like, okay. And then I started doing the P90X, and that's when I like started burning. Like I was burning fat, and I was looking better, you know. But
yeah, it's all cardio, right? Yeah.
It's insane. Some of it, I never got to the point where I was doing the full exercises. But like 90 minutes a day doing that shit, I can't. I can't do that.
You don't need 90 minutes a day.
I know. Well, I got to find if I had just a routine to like do this every day, then you know,
dude, just break it down like this. Like in the morning, this one's going to be tough. Like go for a run or something. Ooh. 20 minutes.
Ooh. So, yeah, but I got to do more than run. I got to lift.
Yeah, so no, in the morning run and then set aside like another 30 minutes instead of looking at TikTok to like or you can do it like. So what I used to do when I was nuts is I used to read a page of a book and do a superset, then read another page of a book, do a superset with like push-ups and dips and like stuff like that.
I don't
have
to go that crazy. I just want to be able to lift my child. As Gus gets like bigger, I want to be able to like lift him off the ground and not be like,
my back.
So I'll have to figure something out. And then I guess I could alternate between doing the exercises and then one day a week doing like, or a couple days a week doing the yoga and stuff. Yeah, man, I'm going to do it. I'm going
to
get
on. See, it's cool to talk about it, but you have to actually, even when you don't want to, you just have to force yourself.
That's what I wanted. I figured we could motivate like, you know, me, you and Jimmy. I mean, you're motivated, whatever, but like.
Yeah, but it's hard still. Like it's like a mental battle every day. Like not every day anymore. But like when I used to have to go to the gym, and especially when I was doing physical labor, like when I was a mover, like working like long hours, like doing physical labor, and then I'd go to the gym.
See, I think that I could probably do. I need to get a list together. I need to get a list.
Start checking stuff off and then forget.
Checking stuff off and then I'll no, just every day. That was the thing. When I go to the gym, I knew. You know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday were like arms, it was shoulders, biceps, back or whatever, and then legs and whatever the hell else. It was
every day is chest day.
Exactly. So like I knew it, and then I had the exercises, and if I got bored with one of them, I could switch it out. But I had my like routine to do. I should have just kept just kept doing it, man, but whatever.
It's a lot harder at home. Because, yeah. Like, I noticed if Liam didn't come over, because there's no gyms open, so where else is he going to go? He wants to work out.
Yeah.
So if he didn't come over, it's right downstairs, and I wouldn't do, like,
Yeah, exactly. That's why I need the garage. I want to soup up that garage, dude, so bad. I want to soup it up. I want it to be
souped. I have a friend, and he was like, I don't feel like going to the gym. So he bought like $3,000 in equipment. He has like cables, real squat racks. Oh, like man. It's like a gym in his house, and he doesn't use it.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like, man, I've seen that a lot before. You see like the treadmill on the side of the road, and you got to think to yourself like what it took for somebody to buy that, pay the like 19 payments of $120 a month, and then just not even use it. You know, I saw that on some house I was looking at when we were like doing the research on the houses. There was some house in Asbury where it was a full gym. It was like the ceilings were really high. It had like mirrors on the wall. They're just like, here, take the equipment. It was like full of equipment and stuff. But that seems like a little overkill, you know. All I need is those dumbbells and a good attitude, and I think I could do it.
Yeah, one of those rolly things.
Do some
core.
Dude. Perfect. That's what I... Well, anyway, I need to clean out... I'd love to clear out the garage and then just have it all out there.
You know what you need? You need some supplements, bro. You need some pre-workout.
Is that's just like crack, though. That's just like... It just gets you hyped, right?
Yeah, but you'll do it. Because then that's the only way to make it go away is to work out.
I do have some, like... I think I have a pre-workout, and then I have like some Isogenics. You know what Isogenics is? Some... Whatever, MLM
company. Is it like whey isolate where they like it's super purified like that?
No, it's some company that like health shakes and all this stuff. And like there was they did a pre-workout, whatever kind of container. And like Lauren got it for me. But I have that upstairs. I could just do that. And then Nugget wants to run. And anytime like we're out, she always wants to run. So I guess I could just take her running in the morning.
Dude, you'll be doing two things, man.
Yeah, she'd be stoked, man. She wants to run so much that, like, it's so funny when she actually does get enough exercise in, like, she eats all of her food, and then she falls the fuck asleep, and she's not an asshole. And, like, if she doesn't, you know, we obviously take her on enough walks to where she's happy, but if she ran as much as she really wanted to run, she'd be a way chiller dog.
Oh, absolutely.
But
dude, you remember even your cat, dude? You remember he used to run around at night when it was...
Oh yeah, well that's cats though. Cats is fucking...
No, but that's what they're doing. They're getting exercise. They need to like release that.
Well, maybe I could at least run down to the... Even if I ran down, I used to run to the water and then run back, and that was like a start. So,
oh dude, I don't like running at all. I don't run right now.
Why not?
But when I did, like, I remember I used to run like a block or two, and then I'd walk a block, and then like jog, and then
I'll do a jog and then a run. And then like, it's funny, 'cause if I do that with Nugget, like she'll sprint, and then she'll be like, oh, you're a slow ass. I forgot. And then she's just kind of like trotting. She's like, oh, this is what we're doing. And then I'll start to like run really fast. She's like, oh, you're going to just run a little faster. Like she doesn't even faze her. So
yeah, anyway. She's just happy to be,
Maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll wake up in the morning and I'll get it all done. I'll do it all. Like it's not super late. It's like 11 right now. So you're gonna go to bed in a little bit, and you're gonna pop up early and just start pumping iron. Oh no, you do it at 5. But do you get up early?
My mornings are... So when I had my other job, when I was a manager, I used to have to get there before the routes went out. So like I'd wake up at 4:30, I'd get there at like,
oh my god,
5:15-ish.
Yeah, 5:30. See, you're not doing shit in the morning. You're just waking up and going to work.
Yeah, no, dude, you can't do anything when you wake up that early. Like, well, so our cousin Diane, she's crazy. She'll wake up at 3 and then go to the gym, work out, and then like, but she's in bed probably by 7 p.m. Like that. What kind of life is that?
Dude, they bounced. They bounced to Georgia. They were just like, "F it. Why are we here?" Packed up their stuff, and they just headed down south.
How they drove?
Yeah, they just packed up and left.
That's chill. But that's, like, some of us don't own our own business.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sucks because she's... What is she going to do? Like, she can't, like, you know, it's not... I don't know if she's really following what people are supposed to be doing, but rock and roll. Who gives a shit, you know?
Dude, I'd love to escape, but I'm just like, dude, I'm on even immune suppressant. So if I get it, there's like a medium to high risk for serious complications.
You gotta get that hydrochloroquine, man. You can't listen to what the people are saying. Trump's right, dude.
No, dude.
Well, hydrochloroquine.
What is that?
Hydrochloroquine. I don't know. Whatever they're saying, like some one side is like use this, and then the other side is like, no, we need vaccines. That stuff doesn't work. So,
dude, I just wash my hands and use hand sanitizer, and like, I don't like kiss people on the mouth. You know what I mean? Like,
that's good. You don't kiss strangers on the mouth. You're just walking down the street like, hi.
Not anymore. No, dude. Like, you just have to use your head. Like, every once in a like, I actually have to do it. I'll take Clorox wipes and wipe down everything, my phone, my wallet, my keys.
I'm not going anywhere, so I don't really, I just go in my yard, so I'm good.
Yeah. I go to the grocery store and like 7-Eleven, that's it.
You go to 7-Eleven?
Dude, that place sounds like... The other day I went in there and there was like the, you know, the plastic things they have hanging?
Yeah.
There was like this dude, this total doofus behind the counter at the register. He was no mask, no gloves, like... And I took the money from him, and I actually paid in cash. I usually don't.
Why, dude? You're playing with fire, bro.
What am I supposed to do? Be like, keep the change.
I don't know. What do you get? What are you getting? Like jewels? Like, what are you getting at 7-Eleven?
What I do is I go and I'll just load my arms with yerba mates and jewel pods.
Just order that shit online, man. Get it sent to your house.
Wait, dude, I'm addicted.
Just order it ahead of time and get a bunch. You could order jewels on Amazon, right? Man, I want one.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. No, you can order them from the website, and they actually give you a discount, but...
You should totally do that. I'm super stoked, man, because all this chaos, my mother-in-law was like... She's like, oh, just order the contacts online. And I'm like, no, those fuckers, like, you need to have a prescription, an eye prescription, or they won't give it to you. And she's like, I just do it, and they don't bother me. And I was just like, well, they've rejected me before, but like I got up one day, I'm like, fuck it, I'll just try it. And I ordered my contacts through 1-800-CONTACTS, and it went through. Like, they didn't even ask for a prescription or anything. It just went.
Oh shit, I have to do that.
Yeah. So I think it's
I have one box left.
Yeah, I think it's just such chaos that like, what are they going to call the eye doctor? Isn't there? You know, and they don't give a shit. They just want their money. So I just got like a year, at least a year supply. I might just do that again before this is all over.
That's like me. I'm putting off getting my car inspected because I'm like, it's a pandemic, man.
I got jury duty right before this all hit, and I never responded. So I got to do that, man.
No, they're not going to make you do it, and then they won't ask. I saw someone that I know posted that they got jury duty. They were like, it's canceled due to the pandemic. You don't have to report again for like 5 years or something.
Oh, man.
Dude, respond to that.
All right.
So they don't come arrest you and put you in prison. Then you'll get the virus.
Yeah, then I'll be stuck in virus prison with other prisoners. Yeah, dude.
But then you'll get ripped. So maybe you should just ignore it.
What's up?
I went to county jail for 30 days.
That'd be great. Lauren would be stoked, man. Sorry, I forgot to fill out the form online, so I have to go to jail now. Oh, dude. They let Tekashi 6ix9ine out. Did you see that?
Yeah, and he's like...
He's balling, dude. He's going to make another album. He's going to make a bunch of millions of dollars, and nothing's ever going to happen to him. People are just going to be totally fine with it.
Probably. It's so publicized that, like... So this is my theory. Like, you'd really have to find someone that didn't give a fuck, like, to kill him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going to find out who did it. It's not the 90s anymore. You can't get away with killing rappers. I heard he's also big overseas, that people are like... They're dying to see him, so he could set up a whole tour over there.
There was like a video. The one thing TikTok is good for, there was a video on there of him like taking his Lamborghini out of his like garage. Like he lives in some whatever shitty neighborhood in New York, but he has a badass Lamborghini and he just pulled out of his house in it. So, I don't know. Yeah, I think that really doesn't like help your gang credibility if you're just letting this guy like... He totally just snitched on your ass and he's just out and nobody's doing anything about it. How's anyone going to take you seriously as a gang ever again when you let this pink-haired freak just walk all over you, you know?
I think it's just so amazing that he's just didn't go into hiding. He's like still on social media. He's walking around with I saw a video of him. He's walking down the street. He has like cops, 7 foot tall bodyguards that weigh like 400 pounds.
All like, the money. I don't know. I read his story too, and I was just like, wow, it's amazing. Like he would just kind of repeat, like he's, you know, he would repeat to himself, like, I'm going to be a rapper. I'm going to do this. I'm going to, and he did it. You know, he just kind of,
I've been doing that for the last 2 years.
You saying you want to be Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Yeah, I want to be a snitch rapper, dude, and get police tats.
No, you got to do that. The mantras, I guess they, you know, I guess it worked. It worked in his case anyway, so.
Dude, for real, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm by myself, I feel crazy. I just say shit. I'm like, I'm going to be this. I'm going to be this.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do the best trade today.
I used to just think it, and then I started saying it out loud. And, like, I don't know. Shit's working out for me.
Affirmations, dude. Your subconscious mind. There's a part of your mind that just kind of, it's working on whatever you want to do. And wherever you put your mind, like, that's where it's going to, you know, that's where it's going to gravitate towards those goals you have. So, yeah, keep it up, man, as long as you're, you know, focused on whatever you're talking about.
Oh, dude, we're chilling now. It's like, it hurts.
Your back hurts?
Yeah, because, dude, there's no support. Like, I'm sitting here,
just,
like,
just
I'm
sitting like, chair, man. Shit. Get dude, it's like, I'm shit.
I'm just like, yeah, like, lean forward, like, uncomfortable. You know when you sit on the toilet too long and you can't feel your legs anymore?
Get a ball, bro.
Dude, you grow some balls.
I got a big red balance ball. What are those balls?
What are those balls? Because then I sit like my shoulders forward like an asshole. Then I have to like consciously like, it's like when you think about breathing and then it's hard to do. It's like, and then I got to roll my shoulders back and sit here. So you know what? Fuck it, man.
I would just want a comfortable chair. Do you remember those chairs they used to make where like your knee, like it was like a weird angle and your knees would be like, your knees had a seat?
How's this?
It looks like you're about to give birth. It's great.
I am.
Dude. Buddy. Totally Local Podcast has 17 subscribers on YouTube. Yeah, okay.
Is Chicarelli one of them? She's a big supporter.
I don't know. I can't see. It doesn't let me know who's on there, which kind of sucks. Yeah, it was so funny. I saw the name come up last week, and I didn't put it together until, like, a while. I was like, oh, like, a couple comments you made, and I was just like, oh, it's Rob.
That's so funny, because I was, what was I saying, dude? Oh, when Jimmy was on, I was like, Crypties, LOL.
I'm like, who, what's going on? Who is, I thought it was somebody Jimmy knew, and then yeah, I, like, put totally. It all. I put it all, like, the pieces, like, came together in my brain. I'm like, So, it's all good, man. It's all good. Yeah, I'll put them all up on the...
I was actually listening to them on there, the ones that you had up. I forget which ones. I was listening to the Super Bowl one, and you're like, I don't know anything about sports. These guys sports and all. Oh, I listened to the Nude Curtis interview.
Yeah,
I listened to like a bunch of like a handful of them.
Yeah, I mean the
no, I was like, this sucks, dude. Nothing ever comes out.
People make fun of me on the episodes too. There was one where they came on, somebody came on, and they were just like, dude. Oh, it's when I had the Simmons and Moore guys, the from the Simmons and Moore podcast. They came on ours. And the one dude, Bobby, was just like, yeah, I went to go check it out, and the audio is fucked up, and, like, you guys hadn't posted in a while, and I'm like, man, it's tough. It's tough out there, so.
Yeah, you put them on Spotify, too, or no?
Yeah, it gets broadcast through Simplecast to, like, all these different places, so. The cool thing about the videos, too, like, on the YouTube, is I can see there are points where I am definitely, like just fluffy. And then there's certain points where you could see how I'm more in shape. So you kind of see the...
I thought you meant, like, how you're talking. Like, you're going back and, oh, how can I be a better host? And then I'm looking kind of fat. There,
no, man. Yeah, there's ones where I'm, like, bloats. Like, I'm totally just bloaty. Had too much salt that day. And then there's other ones where I'm like, oh, wow, I'm thinning out a little bit. And then
I'd rather have a gut than titties, though.
Oh, yeah. Dude, like, it's so funny when you see, like, older men that, like, they must have been in shape at some point, and then they just have just straight up, like, just tits.
Yeah, that's why you can't stop working out, dude. It's a lifestyle.
I mean, or you just don't work out to that point where you would have like tits.
Yeah, you know what? The other thing you see is like people that did steroids wrong.
Oh yeah,
they did too much, or they came off it the wrong way, and then they're just fucked up.
I had a guest on recently where they were saying how they have like IBS now because like they were on some steroid in high school or something, and it just fucked them up, and now they just.
They definitely weren't doing it the right way.
Well, I was trying to tell them too. I'm like, they can't be a permanent situation. There's got to be like a diet for that or something.
Well, no, what it is so like I know someone, like one of my friends that I work out with. He did a cycle, and you know, so he got the stuff. And it's actually funny. I can tell this story because I didn't say his name,
mm-hmm.
but the first time, dude, he gets Sustanon 250 milligrams, like a bunch of bottles of them, right? And then he gets all these estrogen pills and stuff after.
Uh-huh.
And so the first time, dude, he like loads the needle up, and those needles are big, dude, because they have to go into your butt. And so he said he got real nervous and he stuck it in. And he said he's like, he was butt naked, right, in his bathroom. He said he must have fainted because he fainted because he was so nervous, oh, right? God. And he woke up like a while later just on his bathroom floor with a full needle in his butt. And he woke up and he started dying laughing. He's like, oh, what happened?
Well, that sounds like a great idea. I mean, what is the steroids make you stronger, or they make it so that your muscles make more muscles?
So you're in, they call them anabolic, well, they're called anabolic steroids. You're in a completely anabolic state. So like a normal person, like me or you, like you can work out for 1 hour and then your muscles, like you can't tear them. You like there's people that do work out for multiple hours, but like 1 hour is like the sweet spot for your muscles to like, for you to tear them, and then they grow back. If mm-hmm. you work out more than that, they'll just start eating themselves
because
they can't like sustain. So when you're on anabolic steroids, you can do that though. Like you're just instantly like healed.
Oh man.
Yeah, and like you shed fat or you gain weight, whatever you want to do. If you eat right with it, you do it the right way.
Sounds great.
I mean, I wouldn't do that.
I can't believe they haven't like figured out a way of making super soldiers yet, like with this shit, you know?
Hitler did it. Wasn't they on, they were on meth or something.
Well, right? Hitler did meth. He loved that methamphetamine. As soon as I said that,
hell yeah, brother.
As soon as I said that, Mama Diamond showed up finally on the show. Hitler was on steroids. Yeah. But
we're doing steroids.
It's a good idea, you know? I think
honestly, you can safely use steroids.
You heard it here first. That's gonna be the I'm gonna cut that into a clip.
You can. Like I wouldn't do it, but you can. If you just do like maybe one cycle or like twice a year or something like that, like a 6 week, 10 week cycle. And then you come off it slowly, like you do less and less, and then you have the pills afterwards.
See, that's too much. That's like goes back to my whole goth theory. Like I couldn't be a goth for the simple reason that I can't dress. Like you have to do it every day. Like you're doing your taxes, you look like a goth. You know, you're going to your cousin's bar mitzvah, you're a goth. Like every day, you're at a water park, you're a goth. Like I couldn't do it every single day, and for that same reason,
you couldn't have to take a day off.
Yeah, you couldn't. Like, yeah, I couldn't just one day wake up and be like, man, I just want to wear like a white t-shirt and like some khakis and just kind of hit the mall. You know, you can't. If you're gonna hit the mall, you got to go goth. You have to have chains and you have to be somber. Like you have to do it every day.
Yeah, dude, if you're like only a part-time goth, and then like your homies see you, dude.
Yeah, they'll be like, who the
street cred?
Yeah. So it's the same kind of thing with like the steroids, you know? Like I couldn't do it every day. It's just ridiculous.
No, you don't do it every day.
Well, whatever the routine is, I don't think I could keep that routine going, you know?
Twice a week, dude, and you have to work out.
Well, all right, you sold me. I'm going to go get some.
No, I've talked to a bunch of people, and like people have been like, it's the best thing ever, dude. I was up every day early for work, and I was, all I did was sit in my house and just worked out a little bit, and I was bigger and They look like shit, obviously, because that's not the right way to do it.
So it deteriorates after a while. It's not like...
Well, it depends what you do. So there's certain ones where you're only big when you're on it.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as you go off it, you'll lose like 10, 15 pounds.
So you have to... isn't there any where you just do it for a little while and then you get a little buff? Or is it just always just like...
Well, for Sustanon, I don't know that much, really, because, I'm not...
Sounds like you do.
Oh, really? Maybe it's to the average person. To me, like, people tell me shit, I'm like, whoa. But, like, you can... Like, Sustanon is one that you can do and you keep a lot of the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that shit called Synthol. You ever heard of that?
No.
You inject it straight into your muscle and then it just fucking swells it up. So you look like shit.
I mean, no matter what you do, you have to, like, it's not like you take anything and you don't have to do anything. No matter what you do, you have to exercise. You have to work out. I guess it makes it easier.
You'll just be fat and stupid looking.
Man. Yeah. It got to the point, too, where, like, I'd go and shoot the shit with this trainer guy, and I would be at the gym for, like, hours. And I'm like, I gotta get out of here. Like, I can't be doing this anymore, you know?
We were talking to him for hours?
We would be, like, working out. Like, he's this jacked dude, like a gorilla. Like, he's super huge. He's been doing, like, you know, lifting weights and being a personal trainer for, like, his whole life. He went through the whole thing of doing steroids and he stopped. He's so smart. He knows all this stuff. So... it would be funny because after a while people would be like, oh, is he your trainer? And be like, no, we're just hanging out. Because he was so like huge and I was so like not huge that like you wouldn't think we were just hanging out shooting the shit. So we would just shoot the shit and like I would do my workout and he would do his workout. I have pictures of him lifting like just deadlifting like insane. He'd be like, I'm going to see if I can do this. And he would just like, like, and lift it. I'd be like, holy shit. The bar would be bending as he lifted.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was insane. Powerlifting,
but he would probably only do it like once, right?
No, he would do it multiple, you know, not like a lot, but he would go like for, you know, between 3 and 5 reps just to do it. He was a jacked guy. I don't know. I mean, I imagine he's still kind of jacked, but. You know, it definitely makes it easier to be there with somebody, but I just couldn't, you know, he'd show up late and then like we would be there for like a long time. I'm like, I just can't justify this anymore. It's just ridiculous. So then I started doing the P90X just at home just to get it over with. And, you know, then it was like, you know, then it was kind of down. And then and then you fall in love, you meet your future wife and like everyone's happy and comfortable and, you know. Things kind of fall by the wayside.
It's really all about consistency because, like, some days I'm not feeling it at all, but I just go through the motions and I'm like, tomorrow I'll just try harder. But at least I did it.
Yeah.
Like, a shitty workout's better than no workout.
Yeah. Maybe I should just start with the jogging. I'll just start with the jogging and work from there.
Do some sprints in between, too.
Some high intensity interval training.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. I used to do the sledge. My favorite one was the sledgehammer for a minute. There was a giant like tractor trailer tire in the front, yeah. And he'd be like, "You go," and I'd be like, "Hey, hey." Yeah, no, but I was killing it, dude. I would fucking murder that tire. That was fun. I kind of want a tire in my yard, but I don't know if my like neighbors would like be like, "What the hell is that noise?" Just be like, "Whap, whap."
Take a boxing class, dude. You learn how to throw hands, and it's all cardio. That's all it is, and it's only an hour.
Yeah, it'd be me and a bunch of like wine sipping soccer moms like
I didn't say some bullshit like
you want me to go to like Mickey's gym and be like training with the big boys?
How you doing? You can there's like
there's a happy medium so
places, dude. It doesn't have to be a Rocky movie. You're a long range, yeah. Bro.
I don't know. I go to these places. What about like that cross training shit? I can't
I'll do that.
That's like a whole scene, man. That's like goth. That's like goth for working out because they have their like high socks and their outfits and stuff.
Yeah, and they just tear all their ligaments. They don't care about form.
Oh, man.
They like do a pull up. They like swing their legs up.
I mean, they're you know doing better than I am. Basically, I don't know how they're gonna feel when they're old. Then again, I don't know how I'm gonna feel when I'm old. So far so good. Yeah, man, you're really motivating me to really get on it.
Yeah, you feel that now, and then you're going to wake up in the morning and be like
dee-dee. And then the kid's going to be like, you know, staring at me, shit his pants. I got to, like, change him. That's the worst, dude, when it seeps through.
Dude, I know, dude.
You got to, like, you got
to... Like, dude, I've been... This year, I've shit my pants... No, not this year. Probably, like, half of last year and, like, the beginning of this year, I shit my pants more than I ever have, ever. With that ulcerative colitis.
Yeah, yeah.
And, dude, the worst time was, like, I was driving to work, right? And it was, like... So, like... We were short-staffed, and so, like, we're trying to save money. When I was a manager, we're trying to save money. So, like, once in a while, the managers would just do a quick job so we didn't have to pay someone to come in, like, hourly and just work for an hour. They'd be like, what the fuck? So, like, there was this route. It was out of South Brunswick, out of our main warehouse. And so, like I forget what I ate, but I really wasn't feeling good. So I went to the bathroom before I left. And then, dude, and then I'm driving there, right? It's like 45 minutes to an hour. Yeah. And I'm going down the parkway, and then I get on the turnpike, and instantly I'm like, it's like,
oh.
Dude, and like when you have ulcerative colitis, like my colon is inflamed and bleeding. So like it hurts real bad.
Oh,
and I'm just like, and there's nothing you can do. It just comes.
There's no stopping it.
There's no stopping it, dude. It does. I don't care how. I was biting, like I almost started bleeding, and biting myself, and like curling my toes, and like punching my leg, and all that, dude. And it just came, and then I had to sit in it for 20 minutes until I got there, dude. Talk about seeping through.
Was it like on the seat at that point? Was it like a cloth seat or a leather seat?
No, I have leather seats, so dude,
that's
I have
good.
A leather. Don't worry. So like. So it was like, it was to the point where my pants were like, my girlfriend's right next to me. So, it soaked through and like my pants were wet, but it didn't physically get on the seat. So the seat was wet. Luckily I had Clorox wipes. So like I wiped it all down.
But,
dude, it was so awkward. Cause I had to like, no one was around. Thankfully there was one person in the office and I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? Should I change here? No, I can't. I got to clean up, dude. So then I had to like, waddle into the office.
Oh man.
And, so like I'm wearing sweatpants, right? And I see the dude and I have to get buzzed in, right? And he does it without getting up from whatever.
He doesn't want to give you a hug or anything. He slaps you on your ass like
yeah. So then like I get through, I'm like, hey, what's up, dude? And I just like walk so awkwardly. I have my bag with me. Luckily I had an extra pair of shorts from the gym. Dude, so like, and it was like 40 degrees outside. So, like, I go into the bathroom, right, all sketchy, and then I come out just wearing shorts. Like, yo, what's up, man? You seen Tim? Oh, no, all right, see. And I, like, just walked out the door.
How do you, after an incident like that, our uncle would call it a crapsident, after something like that happens, how do you not just have a go bag with you at all times to, like...
Oh, I do now. I put extra stuff in my bag, yeah.
Oh, man. That's rough. And do you know what the culprit is? Like, do you know what you ate that, like, inflamed your colon?
No, I don't remember. Now I'm on medicine, so I'm better. I'm waiting to get on the new medicine, so it hasn't happened in a while.
Well, that's good. I mean, I wouldn't tempt fate even with the medicine. I wouldn't be out there eating, like, you know, chimichangas and shit.
So, I had to learn this.
Extra hot sauce, please.
I had to learn this the hard way that, like, not only do you have to eat better, but with the medicine, and then I'm normal.
Uh-huh.
So at first I was like, oh, I could take the medicine and fucking order burgers and pizza and all this shit. And it just, I was in a lot of pain drinking Red Bulls, like drinking like 3 Red Bulls a day.
I miss Red Bulls so much, dude. I remember I used to wake up in the morning and I wouldn't even have breakfast. The first thing I'd do is just slam a Red Bull and I'd be like,
dude, that's what I do now with yerba mate.
Oh yeah. Well, yerba mate is, you know, good for you. Like fucking Red Bulls. It's like burning a hole in your friggin' stomach lining, you know? So good. I can't remember. I used to eat... I ate some, like, shitty, like, little breakfast sandwich, and then I'd slam a Red Bull. Oh, I miss that taste, too. Oh,
dude, man, you should see the new ones they have. They have yellow, blue.
I just like that straight up. None of that sugar... I remember, like, you accidentally get, like, a sugar-free one. You're like, what the fuck's this? You need that straight, dark blue friggin'... Oh, man, I want one now. I was drinking those, like, because I don't really get coffee, so, like, I mean, we make coffee here, but I was getting those, like, Starbucks double shot whatever cans, and I was drinking them. I'm like, these things aren't, like, I don't know what it is. Maybe some kind of weird placebo effect, but, like, it just doesn't, like, it doesn't hit me as hard as going somewhere and getting a coffee or getting an espresso and being, like, jacked. Like, it doesn't get me all jacked up.
Well, first of all, if you're, like, leaving your house and driving, obviously you're going to wake up more.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know, I'm the same way, dude. Sometimes I have one and I'm like, dude, I could go back to sleep. But other times, when I'm all anxious and shit, I have one, I'm like, I'm ready to take on the day.
I guess I really do. You know, the more I think about this, it's like what you're saying basically is I'm waking up in the morning, I'm not going anywhere. I do take Nugget for a walk, but like when I wake up in the morning, I'm not doing anything. I'm just getting up and I'm not going anywhere. So maybe I should start running. You might be on something, dude.
When I first got that job, right, and I had to wake up super early, like, I would make my coffee the night before, put it in a thermos. I would, because, like, if you don't get up, you're fucked. Like,
oh, yeah.
If you get up and you're just like, oh, snooze. Like, I'd hear that alarm. I'd get up. I'd chug this huge thing of coffee. I'd sit there. I'd, like, rip the Juul or whatever, and I'd be like, and then I'd just, like, be gone in like 30 minutes and be ready.
That's how you have to do. Dude, in the mornings now, it's like I have to be awake because like Lauren will be like, "All right, watch the kid. I'm going to the bathroom," and like the kid's in the bed with me, like, and now he like rolls over and stuff. So he could just keep rolling. He'll just roll. We have like pillows and it's all whatever safe. But like I'll be in bed and I'll just be like dozing off. Like I'm like, I gotta stay up. I gotta watch the kid. And I'll like be dozing off. And there's been a couple of times where I've like he's been like right in front of my face and I've fallen asleep and then like he's like 3 feet away. I'm like, oh shit, he just rolled.
Dude. They get real dangerous, more dangerous, and then it kinda like levels out.
Yeah. So he's not like, you know, he wants to crawl and stuff. He's not there yet, but you know, so it's like funny, like in the morning now I can't like just hit the snooze. I have to like really wake up.
Well, that's good, dude. That'll help.
Oh, it definitely does. Dude, when he's like talking and like walking around, he's going to be like, hey, dad, wake up, you know? Oh, so. What?
My dad used to party when I'd be at his house and then and then I'd be there up at like 7 a.m. like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Let's go. What's going on?
Yeah.
Like, now, wait.
Wait, just wait. You'll understand why you're older. Yeah, so he's going to start doing that kind of shit to me. Eventually, you know, I guess I got some time, but whatever.
Yeah, no, you got a little while.
I got a little while, but he doesn't want a frail dad. I gotta work on that. I gotta be able to, like, keep up with him. That's like Richard Gere is having a kid right now, and he's, like, 70. So when the kid's like 20, he's gonna be 90. Like, that's insane, you know.
Still alive.
Yeah, true. But like, what kind of state are you gonna be in? You know.
Yeah, you don't want him to be out on the playground, and the other kids are like, "My dad can beat up your dad," and he's like, "Yeah, you're right.
But would he feel good about him? Would your dad feel good about himself after doing that? I don't think so. He could learn something from my dad. He could learn about the war.
Or even worse, he could be a teenager and he'll just be huge and he'll beat you up or something.
Just like, I don't give a fuck what you say. Oh man, that's scary.
Yeah.
That's a scary thought. I better be nice to him.
Yeah. Dude, as long as nothing fucked up happens in his childhood, it'll be fine.
Yeah. So far so good. I don't think we've really done it except for like these, you know, we had to get the frenectomy and I have to do like these mouth stretches and stuff. I don't know if that's going to affect him.
That's not going to fuck him up. Come on.
You never know, man. You never know. But I feel a bit like when he rolls over too, you're not supposed to really help him. He has to like do it. And sometimes, you know, not a lot, but like every now and then I'll just be like, all right, you did it good enough. And I'll help him a little bit. But I'm like, I don't want him to be a wuss. So I got to be like,
dude, I'm talking like traumatic things.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So I think he'll be fine, dude.
Yeah. As long as, you know, we avoid some trauma and stuff. I mean, he might be weird, socially distant from people because of all the stuff that's going on now. Like, people will come over, like the in-laws will come over, but nobody can have any physical interaction with him. So he's just looking at them.
So he's not going to remember. Do you remember being less than 1 year
it's,
old?
It's in your mind, man. It's in there, man. It's in there.
Just put a tinfoil hat on.
No, he's good. He's fine. He's good. I just don't know what I'm going to do when he like when he wants, like when you got to read to him and stuff. Cause I'm not like a learned guy. Like I don't read books good. And, you know, I think about like Jimmy, you know, with Drew, like he would read to him all the time, you know? So I'm like, wow, it's so inspiring. I want to do that. But then when I actually think about it, I'm gonna have to like get good at really having an attention span to sit there and like, you know, as the books get more difficult, sit there and actually read them, you know?
Yeah, but you got a while, dude. Picture books, all that.
I know. Even the picture books, dude, I've picked them up. I'm like, these are so dumb. These books are so stupid.
Facebook kid.
I'm hoping he's like, you know, he's just advanced and I could show him like Avatar the Last Airbender and maybe that Duncan Trussell cartoon. He really likes good music right now, so you know, I danced him to sleep to some Donna Summer before and he liked it. So I'm hoping we could skip all like the nursery rhyme bullshit, you know?
No, dude, because then he won't be any fun growing up, dude. He'll be like one of those old young kids.
All right, fine. Fine, he could have nursery rhymes and stuff. You know, that's why like Lauren's there, so she could do all like she could say all the normal and do all the normal things, and she had a relatively normal upbringing, so she, you know, she knows what to do. I'll just follow her lead.
Dude, it's so funny. I was on the phone with Jimmy, right, and like Drew is just 14 years old, squeaky voice, prime, like puberty, like, so I hear him through the phone because Jimmy's got the AirPods. He walks in the room, he's like, are you finishing your homework? He's like, yes, I'm done, get the fuck out, dude.
Did he curse like that?
Yeah, he's like, what? I can't even do it the way that he does it, but his voice is just so like cracky.
And what is Jimmy just like, okay, sorry, is he like out of the room?
I mean, I think he's like, no, I did it. Look, you can check it. And then he's like, oh, okay.
good job, son. Yeah, I tell Jimmy, I'm like, yeah, Jimmy was like super aggro when he was a teenager. So I'm like, he's probably just getting it back to him, you know? I don't know if I could put up with that, though. But
see, I was a dick, though. Like, mom told me she'd try to punish me. And like,
she was
like, I just thought it was better to just, like, it makes her more mad, like, if you don't care. So I'd be like, yeah, here you go. Here's my phone. Here's whatever, dude.
Like, I'll show you. And then like punishing yourself.
Yeah, she told me years later, she'd be like, it used to drive me crazy that I could just take everything away from you and you could sit there quietly by yourself. I was probably smoking weed and shit.
That helped.
You know what I mean? She was like, it used to drive me crazy. I would take everything away from you. You didn't care. Yeah. You didn't care at all.
She had you like when I was a teenager, so like she'd be like, you can't go out, and I would just walk out the front door and she'd be like, no, you can't go.
Wait, what are you talking about? She went to bed at 8 p.m. I could walk out the front door. Or like even like when I was in high school, like I'd probably, it depends what we were doing, but senior year was pretty wild. Like, you know, we'd get kegs during the week, dude, because we could, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
So like I'd be home at like 12, 1. And she'd be asleep. I'd walk in.
I was relatively good. I was a pretty good kid.
She'd be like asleep. Like, yeah, okay.
Okay, good job. Thank you, man. Yeah, man. Oh, wow. I can't call her Elsa Ann anymore because she doesn't like it. She told, I was like talking to Lauren about it because she was looking, I don't know, they were on Facebook and she was like, Elsa, why are small? Is that Elsa Ann? I'm like, yeah. And so I was like, yeah, you should probably ask her if she like, I don't think she likes being called that. And like Lauren talked to her about it and she doesn't like it. So what's up, Elsa? I won't call you that anymore. Just Elsa.
Oh, she's on here?
She just, I mean, people pop on and then they leave. I don't know if they don't leave a comment, then I don't know if they're like, you know,
lurking.
Yeah. But,
yeah, dude, we love the lurkers.
Lurking around, man.
See, at first, you know what I think we should do? I think we should do it for like an hour before we start. And then I start loosening up. I could tell you stories about shit in my pants or doing drugs or whatever. Dude, I don't care.
It's just practice. You just got to keep doing it and then you just kind of jump into it. But, you know, I was all thrown off because I thought there'd be, you know, banter between three of us, you know. One-on-one is when shit gets serious. That's when you have your Oprah moments.
Like what? The part where we talked about me shitting my pants or steroids?
Yeah.
Or...
Exactly. Exactly. Well, no, I was just looking really. I was looking forward to seeing Jimmy try to do a pull up again. That's all.
Dude, I didn't. I was kidding about that, but like, if you wanted, like, I would put you all to shame.
And I won't have a competition with you, Rob, about doing a pull up. I'm just saying.
No,
I think it should be a personal best. It shouldn't be who could do, because we all know that, like, you know.
Especially people who are watching, dude. I'm not stopping until I can't go up anymore.
Yeah, we're not going up against Freddy Krueger to see who could do the most. We're just
that's a good one.
Thank you. I thought about that the other day while I was in my garage. I was like, oh, Freddy Krueger. I got to text them that one. But anyway, I don't want. It wouldn't be. It would just be own personal goals like met. You know, I feel bad that Jimmy. Oh. Mama Diamond wants to know where Jimmy's. Jimmy disappeared. Jimmy had to go to Burlington to look at one of his apartments or something, and
he got lost in the woods. We don't know where he's at.
Yeah, we don't know. He really can't. I can never imagine Jimmy with like a planner being like, oh, I got it was 11:30, and then you know, noon, and boom, boom, boom.
Oh, we used to crush it when I lived there.
Well, yeah, that was different. You were very you know, you were obviously motivating him with logic and reason, and he couldn't fight it anymore and he had to do it.
No, not even, dude, because he's like the smart one and I'm just like, all right, let's do it, dude.
Yeah, well,
like,
that's what I mean. That's logic and reason right there. Like, oh, you got to get this done, and we have 3 hours. I guess we have to do it in 3 hours, you know.
The one time the best was he finished siding his house, right? And like, he's like, I think we were going to go to Ween that night, but we had a couple of hours. And like, that's when I was like, dude, no, we're going to finish tiling your basement. It's been 3 years. And he's like, so we're standing there and I'm like, all right, what do we do? He's like, well, we got to, you know, mix the cement and get this out, get the wet saw set up. We got to cut this tile. I was like, all right, let's do it.
Let's
dude.
Do
like,
those steps. That's the big part is the steps, man. You got to lay out all the steps.
No, now I feel like, especially with the trading, like I'm more like, all right, let's do it. Let's like put a trade in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like looking at the charts like, no, it's going to go back to here and then go up. And I'm like, you're right. Like, well, so now it's almost the opposite where I got to like relax. Like,
well, once you guys crack the code.
No, we're going to, dude. I swear. You'll see. You'll all see.
Well, I'm stoked.
And I'm not talking about like crazy. Like, there's this dude Ross Cameron where I was watching one of his videos the other day. He's like, made $6,800 today. I'm up $35,000 this month. Like, I don't think it's gonna be like that. But if it's like, if I have a job and I can,
yeah, you know, well, something on the side.
Yeah, multiple income streams, man. That's what
it's all about, baby.
And then we're gonna put it into real estate.
Flip it. Flip the script. All right, man. Let's do the outro dance and get out of here, and then
an hour and 45.
Yeah, damn. Where does the time go? I don't know who the hell's gonna listen to this opus, but
nobody.
I don't care. I do it for myself. So
that was fun.
Yeah. Well, that's another Totally Local After Dark. Thanks, Rob. Jimmy, next time. Hopefully you'll be here. Yeah, Mondays. Mondays with the Diamond Boys, learning about all your financial secrets that you need to know.
No,
it's not a professional. We're not giving, it's not financial advice. It's purely entertainment.
Whatever we do, do the opposite.
Yeah, do not buy high and do not sell low.
Unless you're shorted.
And this week we got exciting shows. We got the Thursday 1 p.m. Cyber security show, and then the Trivia All-Stars, Totally Local Trivia All-Stars Friday night. And then maybe something Saturday. I don't know yet. All right, man. Thank you again.